Boston Herald, Warren must stop using dangerous anti-police rhetoric. By John Binder on August 16, 2019. The editors of the Boston Herald are calling on 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, to stop using dangerous and false rhetoric regarding law enforcement officers. A scathing editorial by the Boston Herald titled, "Warren Must End Vile Rhetoric" rips Warren for her most recent false claim and attack on police officers in the case of 18-year-old Michael Brown, who was shot by an officer in 2014. While Brown was shot and killed, Warren claimed that the man was murdered, ignoring the findings of the Department of Justice, DOJ, which revealed the shooting to be self-defense on the officer's end. The Boston Herald editors write that Warren's comments come at a time when law enforcement is under assault in this country, adding that several immigration and customs enforcement facilities have been attacked this year, including the most recent case where a San Antonio, Texas ICE facility was shot at by gunmen following threatening protests against ICE in Florida. The Boston Herald editorial notes, "Last year it was ICE she targeted for expulsion, saying that it should be replaced with something that reflects our morality. She bellowed to a boisterous Boston City Hall Plaza crowd that, 'This is about children held in cages. This is about babies scattered all across this country.'" Emphasis added. Just days later, a Cambridge man offered to pay $500 to anyone who would kill an ICE agent. Law enforcement officers, the same ones Warren derides routinely, apprehended and charged the man. Emphasis added. On Wednesday, six Philadelphia police officers were shot in the line of duty during a standoff, the Boston Herald editors wrote. Those same police also had to deal with being taunted by some bystanders, who laughed and yelled at them in the midst of the gunfire. Last year, police chiefs in Massachusetts denounced Warren for her comments at a predominantly Black American college that police departments in the U.S. are racist. "Let's just start with the hard truth about our criminal justice system," Warren said in August 2018. "It's racist. It is. And when I say our system, I mean all the way. I mean front to back." Since January, the Officer Down Memorial page records that 73 law enforcement officers have died or been killed in the line of duty. Last year, more than 160 law enforcement officers died or were killed across the country. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.